These last 4 years have been wonderful, wonderful for me. I've never been so comfortable in my own skin because, you know, they gave me an opportunity to really enhance my life. So, you know, I try to give back.
That is the voice of Isaac Lott, talking a little more about his experience working with the group Reclaim Detroit. After years of selling drugs and serving prison time, he's now a site supervisor for the organization. We sat down in the break room at the back of the workshop after Lott had finished his shift, and we started off talking about how proud he was just to make it through the training program that got him the job. This week's Sunday Conversation from Detroit with Isaac Lott.
This is the first time I really completed anything, and I've been working ever since, and I enjoy coming to work every day.
Why? What's different about that?
Because I'm not doing this. I'm not looking over my shoulder for anybody, the police or the stick-up man or anybody.
It's a lot of stress in that lifestyle.
Yes, it is. And I've never been so happy in my life. My mom, if she hears her phones ringing at late at night, she doesn't think that it's something bad.
Do you have family?
Sure. Yes, I have a mom and I have a sister who's married. My dad has passed and two brothers that are, they passed from the street activity.
Is this the first legitimate job that
you had? First legitimate job, yes ma'am.
You were dealing drugs your whole adult life? Or?
Yeah, and I wasn't good at it because I'm not rich now. Because you can't sell drugs and use drugs too.
Did you?
I used drugs and sold drugs. I became one of my best customers, so to speak.
Heroin?
And cocaine. And all the behavior that goes with it. I never robbed anybody or anything like that, but just the kind of people you deal with, I no longer deal with those kind of people. If I see them, I just wave and keep going.
Do you live in the same neighborhood?
I've lived all over the city.
Okay. It wasn't a matter of you needing to get out of a certain space so you didn't fall back into
that. No, because I came from a two-parent home that both parents worked and they provided for us. I just swayed to the left a little bit. You know, my mom and dad always have worked. I've never had a hungry day or our lights and gas never got turned off, none of that. My father worked for General Motors and my mom worked for Neiman Marcus.
Yet you and two of your brothers were living on the street?
Right. We all kind of swayed to the money. Because we made more money than my dad ever made when we were younger.
That's kind of intoxicating, to make more money than your dad at a young age.
Yeah, but we couldn't stay there and do that, though. He didn't allow. Or my mom wouldn't even accept money from us. They did not believe in that kind of lifestyle.
How long have you lived in Detroit? Is your family from Detroit?
My whole life.
It's interesting, though. Your life and the life of the city have moved in different directions. Because now you're doing really well, but the city's not doing so great.
No, but I believe that the city, in the next 10 years, you won't know Detroit. I really believe that. Once we get rid of all this blight and educate these younger kids, I think it's going to change.
Thank you, Isaac.
Thank you.
That was Isaac Lott with the group Reclaim Detroit. Later this morning, we'll hear about other efforts to rebuild the Motor City, proposals to fix long-standing divisions between Detroit and its suburbs, and the reinvention of the Symphony Orchestra.